Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hopefully you had a good weekend. I did, man. I mean, football is back. The Yankees are back into New York, and I just love this time of the year. Summer's over. You get that chill in the air at night, that chill in the air in the morning, and you start dreaming of the most wonderful time of the year, which is next month, when we'll be 5, 6, 7 weeks into the NFL season. We potentially will have postseason baseball in the Bronx and Queens. Hockey coming back, NBA coming back. And if you're a sports fan like I am, that's everything you dream of, all you can handle, all you can think about. Man, let's do it. 888-808-1019. Call me up one time. Hit the line. Feeling fine. Where do I begin? I mean, I was just watching the Jets game as long as I could until I had to motor over to get here. I mean, I also was watching the Yankees game, but like, I'm like, Paul, do you hear the music playing in the background? Or I'm like closing apps on my phone. I'm like, hear the WFAN music. Da-da-da, da-da. Like, am I losing it? No, I'm watching the Jets game, and I'm putting together my notes. And even yesterday, I'm watching the Giants game, and I'm putting together my notes. Here, this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Tylor Megill and the Make It Happen Mets as Tylor Megill gets the start. And, like, as I look at this guy go six innings of one-hit baseball, striking out nine, I'm like, there's nothing stopping this train with the make-it-happen Mets right now. I know that the games coming up are going to be challenging in theory, but they have come together in a way where I just feel like, you know, I remember hearing David Peterson talk about nobody in this clubhouse wants to bring this team down. That was his quote months ago after a good start by him. And I mean, I used to lump David Peterson and Tyler McGill together as, don't want to see either one of those guys out there. Neither one are that good. These guys are secondary guys. These guys fill in the blanks. They have spot starts. They're not really guys that you can depend on. Neither one of them, who has been here through the last few years of these Mets, wants to be the guy to say, you messed it up for us. You brought the ship down. 888-808-1019. So we'll start here with the Mets as they go to Toronto and they find a way. TWTW, the will to win. Find a way to win that game in the eighth inning. And they're able to get out of that first game with the win, which sets them up to continue winning. I know the winning streak ended at nine. Just that alone. A nine-game winning streak, not many teams in baseball get close to a nine-game winning streak. Have the Yankees gotten halfway there? Maybe they have a five-game winning streak under their belt this year. But the Mets, just the chemistry of the team, just the feel of everything, it's a special year. I had a Mets fan going back and forth to me, it's not a special year. What's so special about it? They still might miss the postseason. They also might make the postseason. They're also in second place right now. They're also looking at the wild card right now. Like, I don't know. I'm happy for friends of mine that are Mets fans. I'm happy for strangers that are Mets fans because so many people wrote this team off. And that's the beauty of baseball. It's a long-ass season. Nobody knows anything. And especially here on the radio, we come in every day and night with our hot takes. We come in here every day and night and try and make projections and try and get ahead of things. And we make these ridiculous proclamations. This guy sucks. He's terrible. This guy, get rid of him. Bench him. Trade him. This team's useless. They're not winning. And then look what happens. 888-808-1019. So, I mean, if you're a Mets fan, you have to be having a good time watching this team and feeling like, okay, when they do run into the Phillies here, the Braves, the Brewers, it's not a foregone conclusion that they'll lose to those teams. It's not a foregone conclusion that it will be tough. Maybe they carry this energy in to those series and take those series and continue to stack. This team is a win away from 80 wins. This team is clicking, and it's not just one guy. Anybody, it could be their night. I mean, you get the bad news over the weekend. Happy Jeff, unhappy, his season ends. But, you know, one of the last calls I took when I was on Friday, someone was saying that Jeff McNeil shouldn't be playing and Jose Iglesias should be playing every single day. Well, there you go. He is. They find a way. They find a way tonight. How many hits do they have in this game tonight? Three hits? Three runs? They can beat you in multiple different ways. So there's my little spiel about the Mets because I know we're going to be talking about Yankees and Jason Dominguez and Alex Verdugo and Austin Powers, and where's the power from Judge? And, you know, with the Yankees, we just got to go back a little bit. Shout out to you if you went to the north side of Chicago and saw the Yankees play in Wrigley Field. They hadn't played there since 2017. I've told you guys 100 times that I went out there for those three games in 2017, and the Yankees swept them, and I had the time of my life. That was a trip that I'll never forget, never get over. It was a blast, and Wrigley is a blast, and they have a great culture out there, and I loved how they showed love for Anthony Rizzo. I love how they gave him a standing ovation, and it was like all 3 days, different Cubs fans that hadn't been at the game before, they wanted to show love. They wanted to stand up and applaud that man. He's a legend out there, and, you know, Anthony Rizzo, I hope, you know, he really took that in, and I hope he's able to carry it with him through the rest of this season because we're going to need him. Right. With the news of DJ LeMahieu hitting the IL, my first thought was like, okay, phantom IL, but like, okay, better late than never if that's what you have to do. Don't want to see DJ at first base. We're most likely not going to see DJ LeMahieu for the rest of the year, folks. But why does it always have to come to phantom IL stints? Why does it always have to come down to the last few weeks? Why can't this just be nipped in the bud right away? Why does it always have to be seen through over and over again? Because they die hard on trades. They die hard on contracts. So when I saw that news, I'm like, how am I supposed to take this news? Am I supposed to just completely celebrate that you're calling up Jason Dominguez? Or am I supposed to think about this news where, okay, DJ LeMahieu is hitting the IL, 10-day IL retroactive from 9-6, and he's got a hip issue that Aaron Boone tells us was lingering. So how am I supposed to take that news? You mean to tell me that you ran DJ LeMahieu out there over and over and over again? You sat Ben Rice on the bench. Ben Rice is back to hitting homers now that he's playing every day down with the Rail Riders. But you mean to tell me that I had to watch all of these struggling at-bats and a man struggle in the field that had a hip injury lingering? So you just hid that from us? And people wonder why Yankees fans have trust issues with the organization. 888-808-1019. One's on the clock as I say that. I wish they would just be honest. I wish they'd be more transparent, truthful. It would make them look better in the end. Right? I'm talking to you guys over the weekend on Twitter. I knew after they won that second game, back-to-back games, right? After the whole nonsense with Verdugo almost getting doubled up, where they have to review the play. I'm like, okay, Verdugo is in la-la land. All of the controversy surrounding him being here and Dominguez not being here, this is New York. This is the pressure cooker. It is hard to operate around here. It is hard for him to probably just go through the motions as the Yankees were with him on his behalf as Brian Cashman went out to Chicago and told you that Verdugo gives us the best chance to win. There's no lane for Dominguez because
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When he comes here, he has to play every day. Okay, that was weighing on Verdugo. And then all of a sudden, like after they win back-to-back games, which they couldn't do for like 9 series in a row, 10 straight rubber matches. After they win back-to-back games, shutout wins. I'm like, great, fantastic. Nestor Cortez a little bit unhappy with how they've treated him. Yeah, you know, He's the stepchild Nestor. He's the little engine that could. He's the, we'll do with you what we want to do with you. We made you. You didn't make yourself here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we will tell you what to do. We will tell you to take the ball opening day, and you'll do that, and you'll be quiet about it. We will tell you to piggyback and come out of the bullpen, just like, you know, you were with us, then you weren't with us. You used to be the Chad Nestor guy, whatever. You know, Nestor voiced his frustration about it, and I had no problem with that. You know why? Because he performed. I have a problem when he comes out there to say, we're the New York Yankees, we're always in contention. We're the New York Yankees, people will want to be like us. And then he goes out there and gives up a bunch of runs. I mean, he looked dominant. And it made me think, oh, we got options. Luis Gil back, Clark Schmidt back, Nestor to piggyback, Ian Hamilton back. I mean, you look at this game today. This was billed as a postseason matchup, postseason preview matchup, right? All the hype about Bobby Witt Jr., all the hype about him being an MVP candidate with Aaron Judge. This was basically billed to baseball fans as like, watch this game, you know, to see two MVP candidates and two teams that potentially could meet in October. If this is the case, yeah, send them. Absolutely. Absolutely. Would love to play the Kansas City Royals. Not a problem. However it shakes out, not worried about them. Not worried about the Twins. Not worried about the Guardians. Not worried about the Central at all. And we shouldn't be. It's time. So that's why I knew Saturday, okay, now we've gotten healthier. We have options. They're not forcing Clay Holmes down our throat anymore. They're not forcing us to watch DJ LeMahieu fall down at first base, can't make plays. Rizzo's back. And Yankee fans are seeing the love that he's getting, right? Gleyber's doing what he's supposed to do, but I swear for the life of me, Gleyber Torres. Like, Gleyber, I don't even, like, I love you, but then at other times I swear I can't stand Gleyber Torres. The little mistakes, the little lapses, the little just not remembering to cover, bobbling a ball, errors, throwing the ball, just cavalier, nonchalant. Because I am fearful that that is one of the things that they've ignored. That when we get to October, the mistake that Gleyber makes is going to cost us a run or cost us a game in a series. And that one is going to hurt. And that one is going to be remembered forever. 888-808-1019. But positive energy, positive thoughts. They come out of Chicago with a series win. Two shutout wins. Not really scoring that many runs, though. It was 6 runs in 2 days. And I'm talking to my boy Matt from MLB Network, and I'm sold. I'm telling everybody that I'm talking to, my guy David Rifkin, anybody that's my friend, my boy Matt from the Bleacher Creatures, like anybody that texts me about the Yankees, I'm like, yo, 6 runs in 3 games. You're going to tell me that Verdugo is giving us the best chance to win. He's trying to run into outs. He continues to lead the league grounding into outs at second base. We've got the stat on that. Shout out to Seth Warner and Seth's dad, big Yankee fan. Seth works at MLB Network, put out the stat about, like, he's going to break an all-time record for grounding out in the second base. So I'm talking to my friends, and I'm like, embrace the Martian on Monday. It makes too much sense for it to be Monday, for him to have a locker here. Why? I mean, just figure it out. They can't keep trotting Verdugo out there telling you that. That's the whole piss on my head, tell me it's raining thing. This is a fun time of the year. Football is everywhere. The NFL is king, and college football is pretty popular too. Not for nothing, with the NIL deals and the transfer portal, college football is more popular than it's ever been. All of this is entertainment. You choose where you spend your time being entertained. Like, you can change the channel. You don't have to spend money on tickets. You can go to the Giants game. Sorry if you did that. You can go to the Yankee game tonight if you're a diehard Yankee fan that doesn't care about watching the Jets defense get ran all over by a backup running back. You know what I'm saying? You can pick and choose your spots right now because football is back. And in the entertainment business, especially for the Yankees, the almighty dollar is everything. You need to put people in those seats. It's a homestand against a postseason team, a team that's in the wild card, a team that we might face, a team that's got an MVP candidate. He's going to draw. Judge is going to draw. I hate that people are actually saying, since Judge ended up on that kid's show, I don't even know what it is, Rubble and Friends, Rubble and Crew, Paw Patrol, that he stopped hitting homers. I'm like, just when I said this guy's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. But he's not trying to hit homers, and he's told you that so much. He'll come through with a couple of slap singles. But follow me here. The Yankees had to embrace the Martian on Monday because they would not have been able to stop the fans and the boos. They also have to survive in this competitive entertainment landscape. They're the New York Yankees. They have a global brand. They're the New York Yankees. They should win this damn division. They're right there now. It's time to get serious. There is no more time left. Dominguez is supposed to be here, as we just keep seeing clips of him raking, hitting home runs, hustling to first, beating out a ground out to second, Ben Rice hitting a two-run bomb because he's hustling. I mean, you saw the speed tonight. Steals a base, and then that puts pressure on old man Salvi behind the plate. He throws the ball into the outfield. We manufacture a run that way. They had to embrace the Martian. I was joking about going to Amazon and ordering a Martian mask to wear to the stadium this week until they got the message. And they get the message, but they just rather send you a message about the roster being a living organism. We don't care about any of that, bro. We don't care. How long have we been waiting to see this kid? We saw him last year when you had to break glass in case of emergency for an 82-80 season. Hey, 83 wins. We've surpassed the 82 mark. But, you know, they just couldn't keep playing stupid games, winning stupid prizes. They couldn't keep going along, going through the motions. They couldn't keep lying to the fans because the fans show up and they'll boo. DJ LeMahieu would have been booed out of the building. They can't put him out there. Alex Verdugo, I'm so glad that iron sharpens iron. Competition brings out the best of the best. Alphas need that. Alphas don't need to be comfortable all the time because comfort is the enemy of progress. So Alex Verdugo, being assured that his job is there, got way too comfortable. Way too comfortable. And then he sees a locker with Dominguez in it, and he comes to work thinking that he might sit. No, we're going to sit Stanton. We're playing a matchup where we'll put Dominguez in center field. You guys are going to play together. Judgy, you DH. And let's ride. We're on the same team. And Verdugo goes deep after Dominguez scored. I love that part of the game. I love Austin Wells coming through. I love the bullpen coming through. Jake Cousins is a weapon. Weavy Wonder, Luke Weaver is a weapon. Ian Hamilton is a weapon. The Yankees have options. So I'm not writing home so much about a 10-4 win against the Royals. I'm writing home about the Martian is here. It's time. Enough of the nonsense. Play your best. Put your best foot forward. Win this division. Have the best record in the American League and lock that up. 888-808-1019. I gave you my Yankees spiel. We'll do much more through the night. My Mets spiel as well. We'll do much more through the night. When I talk Giants, I'm not going to talk about the Giants because I heard every single thing you could say from yesterday to today on The Fan and everything online. I'm going to speak from the Minnesota Vikings side of things because I feel like we just completely disrespected them, wrote them off as if they couldn't even possibly challenge the Giants, and they came in and kicked their ass. And now that the game is over between the Jets and the 49ers, I know the Jets calls will be coming in as well, and we'll have the first live reaction to that on The Fan. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. I got to break it down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.